the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
In Friday, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. And I have to say, today has been a weird day. It took 10 minutes for my computer to come on. I was SY out, like the show was running late. I have no idea, but I suppose that I'm getting some looky-loos from the NSA. I suppose, because we are really intent. We're going up to Hanford. We're going up to the Columbia Generating Station. So let me read to you what was not heard, and I don't believe it was, and forgive me if you guys heard it, and it's a repeat. But, you know, today is call-in Friday. The phone number is 718-717-8296. You are listening to the Age of Fission radio show with Lonnie Clark on May 13th, 2016. This is Friday the 13th, which, you know, in Latin culture, it's Tuesday the 13th. That's the bad luck day. So I'm not so sure that Friday the 13th is a bad luck day, but I wish I could express to you my anger right now. As I'm looking out my window, our skies are being filled up with God knows what once again, and nobody is organizing to stop and demand the truth on these chemtrails and find out what the heck they're doing. But it is nonstop. I put up a video yesterday. I don't think I've actually posted it, but I made a video yesterday about the insanity of the nonstop chemical trails that are up in our skies. Unbelievable. But I do want to get back to what I wanted to share with you this morning, because today's Friday the 13th, but it's really more than that. Today is the birthday of Kevin Finnegan, a young anti-nuke activist who lived in Commack, New York, who's moved to the West Coast. He and I are going to go out to the Columbia Generating Station this weekend. And yes, we are going to buy face masks. I'm going to be going out and buying gas masks today. And we are not going up there unprotected. And this all came on the heels of a post posted by Mimi Gurman, who has had it with 350.org, telling us that fossil fuels are bad, nuclear is good. I mean, it is so outrageous. So there is a movement out there called Break Free. It's called the Break Free campaign, where they're having protests and people are holding up signs, keep fossil fuels in the ground. And actually, the fossil fuels need to stay in the ground, but so does uranium. Uranium is one of the filthiest things we have ever dug out. And I don't know how you feel about it, but, you know, like, this is just like the Queen of England going to South America and decimating the entire population again. That's what she's doing again with uranium. Profit at all cost. Human beings don't matter. So I want to thank Kevin Finnegan for joining me on this venture this weekend. And I want to thank Mimi Gurman for instigating this action, because we are actually going to do it. We are going to the Columbia Generating Station to show the Break Free campaign that we are serious about no nukes, and they need to be too. So she sent me her Geiger counter. I'm going to get us a really expensive Geiger counter. I couldn't believe it when I got it yesterday. She's going to, after the show, she's going to give me a call. We're going to learn how to use this thing. Just a quick thing, when I turned it on, I turned on my Geiger counter, turned on her Geiger counter, and to be honest, I was freaked out. The radiation out there is much higher than it was. I haven't really tested my air in probably 2 months, I would say. I've pretty much stopped, because it was always 10, 11, 12. Sometimes it'd go up to 20. Yesterday, when I turned on my cheap Geiger counter, which isn't the most accurate in the world, mine was saying 27 to 30. Hers was saying 50 to 60. So I'm like, I wonder what it's like up at the Columbia Generating Station, or in Portland. Yeah, or even in, you know, honestly, this is the amazing thing. I think about the people of St. Louis. I think about the people of Apollo. All these little towns all around the nation where people have had to live with the reality that our government has dumped radioactive contaminants on it and acted as if it's perfectly fine. So if you want to engage on this topic, my phone number is 718-717-8296. Let me give you some of the details about this Break Free Nuclear Northwest campaign that we're going to do. We will be leaving here on Sunday morning about, I don't know, probably 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning, get out to the Columbia Generating Station about 1. It's about a 5-hour drive, 4 or 5 hour drive, depending, I guess, on the traffic. I've never actually ventured up there. Going to Hanford and going to the Columbia Generating Station is, frankly, the last thing I want to do. But I think it's important for us to go up there, take some pictures. We're just going to make a quick run. We do not plan on spending a lot of time up there. We're going to have our face masks on. I'm going to actually buy protective gear. We're going to go in a hazmat suit, essentially, next to the Columbia Generating Station. We're going to make some signs up tomorrow, take some photo shoots, take a few videos, skedaddle back here to Eugene. But it is the only way that we really, really have got to break in, because 350.org has either been co-opted, or they're just, I can't figure them out, why they think that nuclear is okay. If we could just handle the waste, I mean, that's the sentence that they all say, isn't it? If we could just handle the waste. Oh my God, you guys, I'm looking out my window and these chemtrails that they're dumping on us. Already, I think it's been 5 minutes, and we now, instead of having a big long streak, we have a huge wide swath of chemical clouds up there, and people just ignore it. It's unbelievable. And it has to be tied into this nuclear stuff. There is no way. Those two programs came along together. So something is up with our planet, you know. So today is Call-In Friday. Let me give you the number again, 718-717-8296. I have to say, that little thing about me being on the air and rattling on for 10 minutes while nobody heard me kind of rattled my cage a bit. So let me get a grip on myself here. I would love to engage anybody on this idea. And if you do want to join us, we will be at the Columbia Generating Station. You could send me an email to ageoffission@gmail.com, and we can share with you some details. I can give you my cell phone number. Maybe we can connect up there. It'd be nice to have a group of 10, 12, 20 people, 15 people out protesting the Columbia Generating Station, which, by the way, is still at a heavy, heavy risk for earthquake faults. And so, you know, we've got... there's a lot of things that could really go south up here in the Northwest. Like, if it's actually not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. When there's a gigantic earthquake on the West Coast, all of North America is going to be gone. We do actually have a call. Hold on just 1 second. Good morning. You're on the Age of Vision Radio Show with Lonnie Clark. Who am I speaking with?
This is Candace. Good morning, Lonnie.
Good morning, Candace. How you doing?
Good. I was just listening to the radio. Yeah. You were off for a little bit, but...
I was for that first... I was blabbing away, and Jules put the show on. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm on. She's like, no. So I had to log out and then log back in. So I'm glad...
Well, I sent you a text message. I don't know if you got it or not.
I didn't. I don't even look at my cell phone when I'm on the radio. Maybe that's an idea I ought to. But I thought that I was talking. And then all of a sudden, she put in a clip. And I'm like, wait a minute. Because I really did want to talk about this action that we're doing. We are going up to the Columbia Generating Station. And it is, you know, for both of us, we're both kind of scared to go up there. Because we know that we're entering into a toxic slew up there, you know.
I would be.
And honestly, for him as a young man, it's kind of more scary for him. He's only 24. He's the most affected. So I'm definitely buying a gas mask. We're definitely going to invest in some equipment to protect ourselves when we go up there.
So, I was looking for the YouTube page. I seen yesterday they're giving tours up there at the plant.
Yes, they are. And actually, you know, they brainwash people. Everybody up there, this is the thing that I am discovering, Candace, in fact, it is even the same issue in the St. Louis area where I'm covering. People get defensive. It's almost as if they feel like you're blaming them for the radioactivity. It's a very psychologically, I think one of the things I talked about when I first came on the air was the social programming that keeps people quiet about nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
It is so deep. It is such a deep, hardcore statement. Like, the people in St. Louis who are, you know, there's some conflict going among the groups in St. Louis, mostly because the data is being manipulated so that all the families, they want their area protected first. You know what I mean? We need ours done. We're more important than yours. And there's only so much government money to go around. And frankly, the government is not really interested in protecting the people. If people hadn't noticed, we're secondary. We have our congressmen, our senators, when they go into these committees, it's only about cost saving. They don't talk about the death and the health. I mean, even in Flint, Michigan, I watched all those hearings. You know, they were mad about the kids being sick, but have any of those families in Flint, Michigan been evacuated?
Well, yeah, because they say, you know, you can't see it. It doesn't exist. So you can't see, taste, or smell radiation.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's the big difference between Flint and St. Louis is at least in Flint, you could see the dirty water. And also the people in Flint didn't have to breathe dirty air. Like, you know, I've talked to many families in St. Louis. They have to leave their windows closed even in the heat of the day. Like, they cannot enjoy the springtime anymore because they can't open their windows. That's a sad part.
I used to sleep with my window open in the bedroom at night and with the chemtrails. And you talking about the chemtrails out your window. We don't never have blue skies. In the morning when I wake up, the sky is totally whited out.
What part of the country are you in?
Ohio.
So you're in Ohio and I'm in Oregon and they are doing this. So like this is, my question is, who's running this? This is a gigantic, expensive program. Who is?
The United Nations.
It is. You know that?
Well, it's the only one that runs the whole world and they're all over the world. If you go to Mike Morales on YouTube, he does all of the world maps and shows the carbon monoxide and the chemtrails and the frequencies.
Is it on one of his playlists on Mike Morales? Is it one of his playlists where he talks about the chemtrails?
Well, he has plenty of playlists. He even does a live chat some nights, and tonight's one of them.
Really? Okay. Well, I had not.
Amy Three or Amy Amethyst?
Yeah.
Three? Okay. Yeah. Well, she goes there too. I see her there sometimes. We chat.
You know, this is one of the things about the whole YouTube community, and this is why it gets dismissed. I mean, you know, anybody who goes onto YouTube, we're really considered conspiracy theorists, and we're summarily dismissed if you're not talking
That's
about...
Because we don't agree with everything they're pumping out on the propaganda television.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even this week, remember on Wednesday when I was interviewing Richard, he started talking about the flat earth theory. So I did a little bit of research into that. It's a concept. I'm not so sure I agree with that idea, but you know what? I'm not against like opening my mind to different ideas. For me, I had a bunch of other questions after it, so I'm going to keep pursuing that look. But there are some people who are beginning to. This is what's happened is the very foundation of everything we thought we knew is crumbling around us. So now we're questioning every single aspect.
Let's go a little bit in the Bible, you know. Let's think about this, because the father of the lie was cast down here, and everything has become a lie.
Well,
Everything.
You know, Candace, I have to say my first inclination is I am, I guess what you'd call a classic agnostic. I don't believe in the Bible. I think it was really a book to control. I think it was based on the Judaic tradition, Islam, Christianity, and
Oh,
Judaism are
yeah.
all the same thing. They're all one religion. And in my view, they're meant to give men power, control women and children, and keep men feeling bad about themselves.
Well, you know, I agree. I agree with you that it is man-written and translated and changed and all that. But I don't know. All over the world, I mean, you know, look at everything that they try to tell us, from radiation is good for us, the chemtrails are needed for global warming, the vaccines are good for us, fluoride is good for us. I'm not so sure
That's
about.
all profit driven. It's all about profit driven. It's all about being profit driven. None of it has
Here's what I would like to see with the flat Earth. Okay, this is exactly what I'd like to see, is for them to come out and tell us the truth. Just tell us the truth. So much of it's been lies. They could have debunked this a year ago when people started talking about this. Why are they letting it go on and on and on?
For the same reason, what they want to do is muddy the waters. They want us to get all so super. I mean, this whole idea we live in the so-called information age. We have so much information, we're confused, we're baffled with bullshit. We haven't got a clue. And people who are really confused are easy to control. I mean, right now we're sitting here talking about chemtrails. In fact, this is something that's been on my mind all this week. I put this video out yesterday. I haven't posted it yet, but I'm going to actually post an ad in the Eugene Weekly and organize even locally and get some people. We need massive movements of people. I mean, what we need is us to organize and band together and have an. I don't know how to organize, so that's my first thing is I'm going to look for someone who knows how to organize. And really, we need to have answers. Like, what the heck are you guys doing? How many people live in this city and look up and recognize that that's geoengineering? There's a lot of people who aren't aware, but I'd say at least 10% of the population must know about it.
You've seen those beautiful sunsets, and the people will say, "Oh, that's so beautiful," you know. And then I hear that the pink is aluminum, and it's gathering in our lungs.
Myofascial therapist yesterday is from, where is it? California. And she basically said where she lived near the Shasta area where the guy who does the geoengineering, Dane Wigington, is centered. He said that when she lived there was a group of people who basically had the farmers who had their dirt tested. It all had barium and all these man-made chemicals in their dirt. And they are actually attempting to organize in the state of California to demand an end to this. But she said it's almost like it's hitting deaf ears. Like nobody even wants to act. None of the elected officials are even barely willing to acknowledge that it even exists. And they're saying, well, we don't have any answers as to what happened, who caused that. I mean, it could be too that all these chemicals are there from, you know, nuclear testing. God knows. I mean, it spreads out. This is the thing. I mean, we literally are being used like lab rats.
Well,
And
that's the cognitive dissonance, where you see it but you don't believe it.
right. Well, that's kind of how everybody is, isn't it? Like right now in our country. Like we know it's
I'm going to
happening.
tell you right now, Lonnie, we're going to have a big boom in the tree removal businesses.
In the what?
Our trees are dying. It's going to take more than just the regular guys that's been going around trimming trees to take care of this problem. I would say that a third of our trees in a 2 mile stretch of road, a third of them are suffering, and well, a lot of them are just not even coming back.
Where you live in Ohio?
Northeast.
You know,
30 miles south of Cleveland.
A young man that I talked to a while ago, his name is Brent Lusk. He lives in Ohio, and he was literally socially ostracized by all of his friends and his family. His parents kicked him out of their home. They told him, if you don't stop talking about Fukushima, go find a different place to live. He was upset. He was documenting and taking pictures, hundreds of pictures with his camera, about the dying trees in Ohio. He couldn't believe it. He's like, look, here's these pictures, you people. Like, we need to do something. He was like jumping up and down. And he basically, I think he has just given up. He sort of adhered to the Guy McPherson point of view that we're all super screwed. The only thing that matters is love your family, you know, have some goats, grow your vegetables, and stop worrying about Fukushima. And that's what a lot of people have just said. Okay, we're super screwed, so we're just going to live for today, and who cares about the future?
Don't you think that a lot of it is contained in these kids with their cell phones, and they're not even paying attention to what's really going on around them?
I think they are paying attention to what's going around them, and they are so overwhelmed. They are so overwhelmed with grief and feeling abandoned and feeling betrayed that they really just check out. I think they do know, but it's a matter of like, okay, we make an effort. And then when, you know, like here, I go to college, right? And on our campus, we have in Augsburg, Oregon, it's an environmental group, right? These people really refuse to pick up the mantle of Fukushima. You know why? I've talked to them many times, the organizers, the people who are running it at the state level up in Portland. They tell me they don't want to address the radiation issue because it's really hard to quantify and define. So they don't want to get into something that they can be proved wrong on, because the government, you know, that's what all these nuclear scientists do, is they go to school to, you know, they literally do consider themselves the nuclear priesthood, just as the priesthood of the Egyptians really believed that they were superior to the lower class people. Let me tell you what, Catherine Higley, in all of her heart of hearts, truly believes she's smarter and better than anybody else, and that what she doesn't understand about nuclear is just too much for anybody else, and that really honestly, I've watched her videos and watched her speak. I don't think in her heart of hearts she thinks she's lying. I think she is just a psychotic enough to believe her own lies.
A lot of people are. You know, that's why they fight so hard for something that isn't even real.
Well, that's why they're, I mean, I'm of the inclination to think that the geoengineering is about them attempting to, they know that the nuclear stuff has collapsed our atmosphere. So maybe this is an attempt by them to maintain our atmosphere. I can't get it, but they're definitely, like, they're chemtrailing you. They're chemtrailing us. We know it's in South America. It's all over the entire planet. So
it's in Australia. It's in New Zealand. It's in the UK. I hear people in the United Kingdom, they're just plastered.
You know what I'd wondered? I'd love to talk to a sailor to see if they're chemtrailing over the oceans or if it's just over the land. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've often wondered that, like, because we know that it's filtering down right onto us. It's coming down. They're spraying us with something, and all those chemicals come down. We don't see it.
Well, if it's not getting to the ocean by them directly spraying it, it is with the rainwater washing off and into the rivers and out into the...
You know, in my heart, in my mind, I've often wondered, like, I wonder if they do this type of intense crisscross, like, I don't know where it looks like where you're at, but in Eugene, they basically start, they go east to west, and then they go north to south. They basically crisscross.
Well, I know that they do it over the Gulf of Mexico. They do it out over the ocean off the west coast. I've seen it out there, you know, on the radar.
Well, I've heard also that it's all drones. It's not, they used to have manned airplanes, but now they're just drones because it's way cheaper to have a drone go up and you can use it until it falls apart.
I can't imagine how much gas they're using.
I mean, everything. And this is my question. Who's paying for this? And how are we paying for it? I mean,
our taxes, probably.
I mean, if it's run by the UN, that means that the world organizations are paying for it. This is the issue with the UN. You know what I discovered about the UN? It's very interesting. The UN was really created, in my view, to give the secret society a place to to hang out. You know what I mean? Because around the time they created the UN, like within a few short years when the IAEA was created, it sort of is the overbearing authority at the UN. Everything happens.
Well, they tried this before with the League of Nations and got it voted out, you know, and there was a reason. It was not a good thing. And the United Nations just kind of snuck right in there and took right over while people were sleeping.
Well, I think what they did, they learned with the first organization that they attempted to build. And by the second time they had it, they had the nuclear technology. So they were able to build a secret society. You know, what's the name of that fund? The International Monetary Fund. Is that what it's called? Do you know?
The IMF.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when that little secret bank happened, that's when they really were able to dig in and start stashing away the funds to fund all these. I mean, they're the people that fund all of the black ops stuff that goes on. We know that. This is the weird part, Candace. This is the thing that I find the strangest thing. We're talking about things that are, quote, secret in open space. Like, they really have so much authority. They know that the humans on this planet are not going to rise up. We are not going to stand up. We are not going to, like, get the pitchforks out like they did with, you know, Marie Antoinette and, you know.
Well, they got
people
in the churches waiting on God to come, honey.
Right. That's right.
And if my kids had messed my house up, like these people have messed the earth up, if I was coming home from work and I found the crap all over the floor and it wasn't, you know, a nice, pretty house that I'd left when I'd left it to them, I would be one mad mother.
Yeah, well, didn't the Native Americans, didn't their prophecies talk about some of this stuff that's going on that the...
They killed us off pretty quick, honey.
I mean, it's pretty fast. It's pretty fast how quickly humans have just rolled over and said, oh. I mean, when you consider, like, since the last 60 years, humans have just decided they're not going to pay attention. And frankly, I think that's the point of my activism and what I do here is I really want to give people the encouragement and the wherewithal to say, you know what, I actually can do something, because most of us have a spark of an idea of what we could be doing. And what we do instead is go, well, no one's going to pay attention. No one's going to really look. It's not going to really matter. No one's going to show up. And then it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy, because we're only one person in a world of billions, right? And so nobody shows up. And so then people give up and you go back to your usual stuff. Well, perseverance brings success. The only thing that will really get us out of this quagmire, and for me, I'm driven by the motivation of my grandchildren. My grandchildren deserve to have a planet where they're not in constant suffering. And that's what they're going to have if we don't get on this right away. If they make it to adulthood at all. And I know, I mean, in a way, I'm glad my daughter does not listen to this radio show. Because I can make comments like that. She would flip out. You know what I mean? But this is really where we're thinking. Like, will our grandchildren have a place to live in 50 years that... You know, we're not even just talking democracy and freedom and the right to free speech and blah, blah.
It's almost like they're getting rid of the oxygen, you know, by the time they get rid of all the plankton and the phytoplankton out of the ocean, you know, that provides us with 30% of our oxygen for the world. And then they get rid of our trees.
Well, you know, I think Mother Earth is about to revolt. And I don't think I ascribe to the flat earth theory, frankly, from what I looked into it. It just seems like baffle 'em with bullshit kind of an idea. That's kind of what I, when I saw the...
I don't know. I just don't think that we're spinning around 1,000 miles an hour in a universe at 66,000 miles an hour around the sun, and then we're going around the universe at 660,000 miles. That's kind of a little hard to fathom.
I don't know. I think that's a possibility. I honestly am not a science person, so I'm just...
I certainly don't feel like I'm spinning at 1,000 miles an hour.
No,
and when I
know,
go,
it's the same thing of relativity. Like when you're sitting and you're driving in a car going 60 miles an hour, it certainly doesn't feel like you're going 60 miles an hour when you're driving in a car either. So
Do you realize what the dimensions are when we learned it in the second grade, what the dimensions of the Earth is and how far we should be able to see? And do you know what it is? Because I learned when I was in the second grade, but I certainly forgot about it.
You know.
In order, 25,000 miles around in circumference, in order to get the drop off, you know, around the Earth, it has to be 8 inches per mile squared. That's the drop-off.
You know, Candace, I can't argue any of that. I can't even
comment. I didn't realize it either, Lonnie. I know more about the globe now than I knew when I was in second grade or right up to, you know, 8 months ago.
Well, you know, this to me, this whole conversation, see, this is where I go with the social engineering thing. This is how the social engineers work. They take a drop of poison and stick it in the cup and see who's going to drink it. And so I don't know if it's real or not, but I think
I'm just telling you what they taught us in school. It's 8 inches per mile squared.
Well,
8 inches per 10 miles times 10 miles.
You know, I can't even argue that because I don't know that fact. I don't know that at the base of my core. I'm completely.
I am saying, Lonnie, I didn't either. It was just shown to us when we were in the second grade. We had no concept of it.
Well, I'm not so sure it was shown to me when I was in the second grade. So that whole idea that they've been brainwashing us since we were little kids, they've been brainwashing us all right, but I'm not so sure it's been on the idea of the science, non-science, because it's kind of convenient when the whole thing, when the whole nuclear bubble is about to fall apart, the whole entire nuclear bubble is collapsing around them. And they're mixing up the cacophony of ideas and getting people who are actually paying attention to the harm that nuclear is doing, to the harm that the chemtrails are doing, to muddy the water with a conversation of, is the Earth flat? Kind of interesting that it just dropped in our laps a year and a half ago, and it has occupied a lot of conversations and a lot of money.
Well, why don't they stop it? Why don't they just stop it? Because it would just take one turn of events and they could stop it.
Stop what?
The conversation.
You mean with the flat Earth thing?
Yeah.
Because they don't want to stop it. It keeps us from talking about the reality that the nuclear is killing us, that the nuclear power plants are falling off the edges, like they're all collapsing and we're doing nothing but pour money into them. It keeps us from talking about the fact that our children are dying from cancer. It keeps us...
Do you think that the Flint, Michigan water thing that happened was a catalyst for everybody else looking at their water to see what their water looked like? Because I'm telling you that they found water in other parts of the country that are not fit to drink.
Well, let me tell you what. I used to sell water. I used to sell water filters in the 1994, 5, 6, 7, something like that, like in the mid-90s. When I was selling water, you know how easy it was to sell a water filter? You go in and you water test. Anybody in America, you take a pool filter and you go into anybody's water in America and you drop 2 drops of this chlorine tester to test your chlorine for your pool. All tap water in America is poison, has been for a long time. There's only been 60 chemicals that are regulated in our country. Our water has been toxic. Why do you think we have a burst of cancers in our country? You stand in the hot shower, it turns into a form of mustard gas. If you're not showering in a shower filter, you're being poisoned every day. I've had a shower filter on. I live in an apartment, so I don't have a home filter. I have a filter on my tap, and I have a filter in my shower. And when I go...
What kind of filter do you have for your shower?
You can buy a shower filter. They range anywhere from $24 to $100.
Does it take out the fluoride?
It takes out, the one that I have takes out everything except I don't think it takes out radiation. Nothing really takes out the tritium, right? Tritium attaches to the water.
Right.
So the radiation we're super screwed on. But this one, and you can tell the difference. You actually feel better. You don't come out.
I've heard people say that. I've heard
and
people say that.
And your skin, you will not have, you know how your elbows get that scaly thing? You will not have that scaly skin. So everybody ought to have a shower filter. Let me just put it to you this way. If you're not showering in filtered water, you need to be. So if this is not new news about the water. They have known about this for a long time.
Isn't that terrible, Lonnie, that they would do that to unsuspecting people that depend and respect their government.
We have an entire nation of minimally medically doctors. People go to doctors in the AMA. We lose a million people a year in this country to medical malpractice.
Did you see that report the other day where it's the third leading cause of death in the United States is medical mistakes?
Yes, I can believe that.
I mean, my goodness.
There's a
and then we got
you
got
can read on this topic. It's called Death by Medicine. That book turned
cancer. Cancer is the next one, and heart disease is number one. It is all medically related.
That's right. And so we live in a nation. I mean, our doctors are being misinformed about the facts, and the rules of being a doctor is you cannot prescribe any herbs, you cannot prescribe any natural treatment, you cannot prescribe anything that actually helps people heal and reverse themselves. Permanently. You can only prescribe pharmaceuticals and chemicals. I mean, the malpractice against the doctors. And again, speaking of the priesthood, doctors consider themselves a priesthood. I mean, talk to any nurse. They'll tell you what the doctor's attitudes are.
Well, they can kill somebody and not get an OSHA ticket, honey.
So this is the point here. It is up to us. And I actually think that this flat earth conversation
Why do you keep bringing that up, honey? Huh? I thought we were off that subject.
Well, I think it's part of the same thing, though. It's the flat earth conversation is a way to keep us from talking about the water, the radiation, about the fact that in the United States we have a medical industry that is minimally medically educated. And we have a scientific community that is being brainwashed that radiation is okay. Like, I've run into little scientists here at the U of O who say, no, no, no. I think I said this at the Bernie campaign. This girl was, I'm studying environmental science at the U of O, and France has learned how to remediate their nuclear waste. I'm like, I have not heard that. She goes, well, you just don't know.
Well, let's check the world then, okay?
Yeah, well, it's not true. And the point of that is that these children, these young people are being literally lied to at the university level. Seriously. And it's a grave, grave, grave situation that we have going on in our country. So the conversation is really, how do we move this forward to get people to take action?
Because we absolutely have to come up with solutions, Lonnie. This has got to be the year for finding solutions.
So, Candace, let me ask you this since I have you on the phone. Do you live near a nuclear power plant near you?
Well, we've got Davis Bessie, we've got Perry Nuclear, and those are both 35 miles from me. One is northwest and one is southeast.
So why don't you do yourself a favor and do a hashtag, drive out to one, make a little sign that says Break Free Nuclear Ohio, Break Free Nuclear Ohio, and join us in this Break Free campaign and pushing our issue into the Break Free campaign, because the Break Free campaign is about keeping fossil fuels in the ground, moving away from fossil fuels, while they are promoting unconsciously the nuclear agenda. And so what our attempt this weekend will be is to get enough pictures out there on Twitter, out there on the thing, to push us into that campaign, the Break Free campaign, so that the no nuclear is part of the Break Free campaign.
Is that hashtag Break Free? Is that Twitter?
Yep. It's on Twitter, and I think it's, you know, on Tumblr and those kinds of things and all the social media. But it's the Break Free campaign. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to post some things up on Instagram and up on Twitter. We're going to take photographs. We're going to make some videos. And we're going to really move this conversation into forcing these so-called environmentalist groups into accepting the idea and embracing the idea that nuclear is not safe, nuclear is dirty. And we need to include nuclear in the Break Free campaign conversation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we could have went a whole different route if we hadn't been, you know, tied to the oil and nuclear problems.
Yeah.
But do they have to have, burn electric to run the nuclear plant?
Yes.
We have to have coal plants to run our nuclear plants?
It's getting the uranium out of the ground. That's the real filth, is getting the uranium out of the ground and the transporting of the uranium. And I mean, if you add up all the costs, I saw this little cute little video, maybe it was 2 years ago, about nuclear. Add up all the costs of getting the nuclear fuel to the nuclear power plant. And then the fuel that it takes to get the nuclear fuel moved and stored, and all the energy that it takes to maintain the nuclear spent fuel.
I don't think they thought this out very well, but they were thinking of, they didn't think about the waste that they would have to contain for millions of years. What are they thinking? There's not enough land to contain it. And they talk about, what are they going to do with those bags over in Fukushima? Where are they going to put them? Under the ground so they can leak into the groundwater? They can't send them out into outer space. You know, there's nothing that they can do, and they want to build more plants.
Yeah, no regard for human life. But I mean...
And then we're getting all our parts from other countries that don't give a crap about us.
Well, not only don't give a crap about us, but want our demise. Really think that we, and the truth is, this nation has been really guilty of being selfish, self-centered, and really not caring about anybody else. I mean, look what we've done to the Native Americans in our own country. You know, our Native Americans, the first tribes, that's what Mimi Gurman was saying. We've pushed all of our nuclear waste on the First Nations lands. And so the Native Americans up here in the Northwest are having severe disabilities and lots of cancer. People are dropping off like flies. And nobody even talks about it. We have just decimated, what did they say, 90% of all the Native Americans in this country were decimated by the invasion of the Europeans. So it's a complete disregard for all human life and all life on our planet.
Yeah. Well,
it's time
I've
for
really
us to
I've really enjoyed
change.
Talking to you, Lonnie. Thank you for talking to me.
Well, thank you, Candace. And Candace, I think you're the same one that Richard gave kudos to the other day for helping him through getting off his prescription drugs.
I believe we are more powerful than the drugs. We can overcome them.
Well, look, I really appreciate you reaching out and saving a human being's life and helping him get back on his life. And so I just wanted to say thank you for that. So
he has such a great mind. It was a waste.
Well, it's nice because
mind.
Now he is back in the world and putting up the good fight. And after all, he did share with me the whole idea of the flat Earth concept. And you know,
all right, girl. Okay, let's let your listeners at least go to one place that I found interesting was Flat Earth Clues by Mark K. Sargent. At least give it a try. You know.
Okay. That's an idea. That's a concept. I'm willing to be. You know me. I'm the flaming liberal. We'll talk about it.
You know. Our mind is like a parachute. They work better if they're open.
That's right. That's exactly right. Thank you, Candace.
Talk to you later, Lonnie.
Okay.
Hear an awful lot about you, and keep up the good fight. And let's not forget to mention Dana Durnford and the nuclear proctologist who's working hard at this every single day.
Yes, he is. He's actually going to be on with us again. Dana will be on with us on June 29th. He'll be back with us.
I've been watching his webinars since October 20th, 2013, when he brought up, when they had the Japanese silence law.
Yeah.
That was his first video he came out with, was that night.
Really? I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I've been following Dana for quite a long time. And so I have to say, Dana's work is, if anybody does not know, Dana Durnford is actually a Canadian anti-nuke activist who took it upon himself to go up and down the coast 15,000 miles to document the loss of marine life. He used to be a diver and got handicapped in a work accident. So he understands what the coast of Canada ought to look like. And he was devastated.
That was one of the things that impressed me the most, Lonnie, was because even though he was disabled, he went out because he remembered what that coastline looked like. All.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that's really impressed me the most is the videos that he made. People ought to go to the nuclear proctologist and just take a look at the devastated coastline that he has seen. Now, it's not completely, there's a lot of green, there's a lot of life there. There is some life, but nothing. It used to just be bursting with life, bursting with colors. And again, it's that conversation that I don't know if you guys heard that. It was, I think, part of the first 10 minutes that nobody heard was that the... Really, what we're dealing with now is an environment where people are afraid to talk. People get very defensive about nuclear, very self-defensive. I found this to be true. It's almost as if they feel like you're blaming them for having the negative effects of radiation. People up in Hanford, up near Columbia Generating Station, I have found this to be true with the people of St. Louis, where they really, in fact, my coverage of St. Louis is definitely going to change because I'm beginning to feel like I'm an ambulance chaser because people in St. Louis are hesitant to talk. They don't want to upset the apple cart. They're starting to get some movement with the government, and they're afraid that if they come on the radio and talk that maybe some of their government programs that they're starting will be slowed down or they might cause some problems. I mean, it's interesting how they have manipulated everybody into believing that the nuclear issue is our fault. And it's not actually our fault. And the fact that your kids get cancer because you're living near a nuclear power plant and, you know, you, it's your responsibility because you're living there is a complete falsehood. So this is, I'm going to be handling this coverage of St. Louis in a little bit different way because, you know, I'll have on guests every once in a while, but Monday is still going to be dedicated to the issues of St. Louis. But as I'm discovering, the issue of St. Louis is, has tentacles. It goes out in lots of different ways, and it's not just St. Louis. It's a lot of people, as we heard from Larry Bergen, who across the river in Illinois, his little town of people, they've all been decimated. So this idea that World War II is over and the idea that, you know, we won the war is a complete false concept that we need to challenge in order for us to move this conversation into the open.
Thank you, Lonnie, for talking to me.
Thank you, Candace, for calling in. I really appreciate it.
I really care about you, dear.
Thank you. So I want to thank everybody for joining us. We have about 5 minutes here on the radio. On the show, this is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Fission radio show. Today has been Call-In Friday. We have actually had the honor of having this conversation with Candace, who has been following me, I know, on my YouTube channel, and I've been following her. Interestingly enough, with the YouTubers, YouTube is a venue where people actually kind of get to know each other. We get to know each other on our political sides and our political ideas, and we share ideas. It's like she was telling us about this concept of the flat earth, people following through this whole concept about the Rothschilds. There's a whole bunch of conversations that mainstream media just does not touch. Ironically, the nuclear issue gets lumped up into all of that because we don't really know the truth between the geoengineering, the nuclear waste issues. We really honestly don't know any of the truth of what's going on. And, you know, we're just wading through the darkness here in an attempt to find the light, because at this point, we don't see a light at the end of the tunnel. What we see is darkness. That does not mean the light is not there. We just have to keep walking through it. And so I hope that some of you who live in the Northwest, maybe near the Columbia Generating Station, will join us. We'll be out there by 1 o'clock. That's our goal. And we will be taking pictures and posting things on social media. Break Free Nuclear Northwest will be taking Geiger counter readings. We are really going to move this ball forward because it's extremely important that we move the conversation into being Nuclear Northwest. So I want to thank everybody for joining us today. You know, we are really, it's like, it's not actually the blind leading the blind, because I wouldn't say that we're blind, but we certainly do not have the control and power. This is what happens. This is why we have an election where Hillary Clinton's out there telling women that she's going to help women while she pays the women in her office 70 cents on the dollar to every man that she pays in her office. Still to this day, she still underpays women. Really? Because everybody else is, so why should she pay women more? I guess that's her answer. We have just a few minutes left. On Monday, as I said earlier, I am not going to be doing an interview with anybody. Well, maybe. I don't think so. I had scheduled Larry Scotty from Scotty's Contracting. He is kind of busy with some personal events that are going on in his life. He's the guy who is doing the phyto remediation, using plants to remediate the soil in St. Louis. I have had a bit of an issue attempting to get people who are in St. Louis to discuss anything on the air. And that has led me to really rethink what we're doing in St. Louis. I want our coverage on this show of St. Louis to add to their lives, not to make them feel anxious, not to make them feel like we're blowing the deal, like somebody's saying the wrong word, or people are, you know, there's factions in St. Louis now. People are not one harmonious anti-nuke organization out there. There's a couple of groups. Everybody is, the government is refusing actually to tell the truth and to honestly take real samples. So people are kind of proprietary about all the medical data that they have personally gathered. And it's again, all about the social engineering. So I'm going to figure out a way to cover this story without offending a lot of people, I hope. So I'm going to be doing things a little bit differently and expanding how the radio show will be covering this. But I genuinely believe that we are St. Louis. St. Louis is really a picture of what how all of us in the United States are being treated by the nuclear industry, by our government, by the Department of Energy. It's not just the Native Americans, folks. So please put your courage feet on, take some action, and go out to your own nuclear power plant near you. Make a sign up that says Break Free Nuclear Ohio, Break Free Nuclear Florida, wherever it is that you're at. Let's inject ourselves into the Break Free campaign on social media. We'll be out at the Columbia Generating Station this coming Sunday about 1 o'clock. Put your courage feet on. Thank you for joining us, and thanks for hanging in there for that harsh 10 minutes. Take care.